Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church, and every week on this portion of the podcast, the Midweek Refill, we talk through our reading plan for the week or for the year, and I bring on one of our church leaders to kind of bring an insight from that week's reading. So we're on week 47. If you want to join us or you're wanting to know what is coming up in our reading plan, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources. So I've got Levi. He's one of our worship guys here at FFC. And he's never been on the podcast before, so good to have you on the pod.
Yeah, good to be
and,
here.
And yeah, we're in week 47, so what stood out to you from week 47, Levi?
Yeah, I want to bring us to 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24, and just take us through this passage in our reading. I'll just read this passage for us, starting in verse 19. It says, "This is how we will know that we belong to the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows all things. Dear friends, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive whatever we ask from him because we keep his commands and do what is pleasing in his sight. Now this is his command, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commands remains in him, and he in him. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he has given us." Yeah, there's a lot there. This idea of our hearts condemning us is interesting, but also, like, I know even for me, it's something I've kind of struggled with, as I believe many Christians have, where sometimes in moments where we sin, we can feel like sometimes this immense guilt, which is usually good, as that even brings us to a continued repentance in our lives, but often if we kind of continue in that, it'll lead our own like consciousness or minds or even hearts in this sense, almost condemning us in a way that we forget God's grace and God's mercy, and even kind of as this passage says, that we forget our confidence that we have in the Lord. And so, yeah, like that lingering on our sin can often harm our relationship with God. And if we're so stuck or fixated on our sin and failure, we often miss the glory and goodness of God. And obviously we know it's good to mourn and lament and even understand our sin, but we also need to understand both aspects of understanding our sin and repentance, but also looking to the Lord for our help in understanding both, not just one of them. If we're sort of understanding more of the Lord, but still living in unrepentant sin, that's not helpful, as well as if we're almost understanding our sinful lives in a sense, but not looking to the Lord for help, that's not helpful. And we need to grow in understanding of doing both, where knowing our sin and depravity, but even knowing that that's not the end, right? The good news is that we don't end in our sin. We end in the Lord, in our hope of assurance that we have our salvation ultimately comes from God's grace. And even going back to the passage, one thing that stuck out as well in there is right before that, John says kind of what this looks like in our lives. And I think something that's such a necessity is having a community of believers around us, obviously, to guide us and encourage us with truth. Verse like 18 says, "Little children, let us not love in word or in speech, but in action and in truth." And then continuing on, as I read, "This is how we will know that we belong to the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us." When our hearts do condemn us, we need people to guide us.
It's such a, like a razor's edge, isn't it? Of like, we want to feel the weight of our sin and be like, in a right sense, like broken and heartbroken by like we've broken the heart of our Savior when we've chosen to sin and feeling that, but not letting it condemn us to where now we're believing lies, we're running from God who is with open arms to us. And so it's just a hard line of like, hey, feel the weight of your sin, but don't let it condemn you as someone who's been forgiven. I've seen this play it out with a friend of mine recently. This the exact same thing you you described. And this friend of mine came to our community and said, I screwed up. I've sinned in this way. And A is letting that drive him closer to God,
yeah.
B, living in community with the people who he's closest with and bringing that sin into the light.
Yeah.
And that's both of those things are huge in the life of the believer, because it's not a matter of if we will sin, but when we will sin, what level of, or like not what level, do you know what I mean? Like what severity, what needs to happen after we do sin, and what is our response to sin? So I think this is a really good word. And something I haven't read in a while. So this is a good, reminder for me.
Yeah.
And a reminder for hopefully all of us of our hearts are desperately wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Who can know it? Like scripture says, like our heart will lie to us, condemn us, like the word says here. And we need to feel the weight of our sin. Yeah. But repent and turn, turn back to the Lord who has saved us to our Savior. And then, like you said, just living community is so important. I mean, we're not made to live on an island. The Bible isn't written to a person, it's written to a people. And so I think those are really good truths for us to consider. Thanks for sharing that with us, Levi. Appreciate you bringing God's word to us from 1 John 3. So church, hope you'll keep reading your Bibles this year and finish out the year strong. And we will see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.